Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, eating yak, yak puns, and Donnie Baker. It's coming up right after this.
Whoa. Hey, that's it, man. 30 minutes on a treadmill. I'm exhausted.
Oh, me and you both.
Hey, let's head over to the concession stand.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I gotta tell you, you really look great. You lost some weight.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm all about what I eat. Or should I say, what I don't eat.
I heard that. Oh, I'm dying of thirst.
All right.
Let's grab an ice cold bottle of water.
Yeah. Hey, how about a water there?
Water? You don't want a water. Hey, healthy boy, you cut out the fat, right?
Yeah.
Calories?
Yeah.
Carbs?
Yeah.
Hydrogen?
Yeah. Hydrogen?
Yes, hydrogen. Don't you realize that water is made up of oxygen and not one, but two whole atoms of hydrogen?
Yeah, but.
And what's hydrogen? But a bunch of gas. And what's gas do? It fills you up.
Well.
So we've cut the hydros in half. It's not H2O, but just H-O.
H-O? That's
a ho, and that's what you need, a big old ho.
All right, then. Hey, set me up. I'll take a ho.
What size?
Well, hell. Hey, let's go all the way. Make it a full-size whopper of a ho.
Now we're talking. One jumbo ho coming up and going down.
Nothing beats a hoe going down.
You got it, brother. Pass on the gas today and grab a hoe. Hell, while you're at it, reach around and grab a pair.
All right.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Chick McGee. I can't stand it. We're moments away from yak. Here's Tom.
We are actually going to be eating yak meat today.
Mm-hmm.
This all started a couple weeks ago when there was some news report on the National Newswire of yaks that were loose.
The National Newswire.
And the police had to round them up, and I was kind of wondering why anyone would have a yak. And we received several bits of correspondence saying that yak meat is absolutely delicious. So today is the day we're going to be eating yak. I know Jess Hooker is in the green room and actually in the hallway spread out there cooking the yak. And I believe, are we starting with yak burgers? Is that correct?
I do not know. I do not know.
Okay, we'll be finding out soon what's going on over there. Can you grab the phone, please?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Donnie, good morning, sir. How are you?
You say yak, I say yuck.
Oh, really?
I'll say it right to your face. That's the worst idea than what I heard you talking about yesterday, about that company that's bragging about aging bourbon in outer space.
Yeah, they're sending, they want to send giant kegs of bourbon into outer space and sell them for a lot of money. I forget what.
Yeah, and they want to deposit, what, 75,000 grand per bottle?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Hell, I thought the power company's out of control wanting a $50 deposit just to get my lights back on.
Sure, of course.
So for a bottle of bourbon, these dudes want $75,000 U.S. Speaking of cash, my mom Phyllis has over $40,000 worth of Kohl's cash.
Oh, handy.
Good.
I swear to God. Well, she's saving up for a new set of implants, Josh.
Oh.
She's going to get them down in Panama since the one on her left side is turning to a quitter. She can't find a bra that fits her no more.
Really?
Because now, I swear to God, Christy, she's double D on her right side,
uh-huh.
And now she's a be a regular on her left side.
I've heard that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like her right one's a Harley and the lefty's just a sidecar chick.
Quite a difference.
And the fact remains, it's completely thrown off the Mount Rushmore tat on her belly.
Sure.
Now, with the extra headroom on her left side, Lincoln looks more like an Amish Peyton Manning now. Swear to God. He got me off topic. Anyway, $75,000 for one bottle of booze. You know, a bottle of Jack's only what, $30? So for $75,000, you could buy. Carry 15 divided by square bread.
It
looks like you could buy about 75,000 bottles of Jack for the same price.
Yep. At least.
I mean, at least you had a coupon or a decent. stash of Coles Cash. If I want to space age my bourbon, I'll just duct tape a handle of Jack to a bottle rocket.
Nice.
You know, or get yourself some of them little airplane bottles and dress up a room and candle. Talk about Full Metal Jacket. So don't go broke buying this space age bourbon. It's the biggest scam since Jack meat. Just hit Lucky Louie's four finger fireworks stand and make some of your own. I'm Donnie Baker and I approve this message.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Well, speaking of yak meat,
it's yakety yak. Anything?
Jess Hooker just brought the yak meat in. This is ground yak meat in burger form. Who wants to go first?
Was this just
cooked? There he went. It's great.
Willie was going first.
Oh, it looks very red on the inside, but not necessarily rare, just red.
Okay, well, give it a shot, Josh. I want you to try this. This is ground yak meat in hamburger form.
It's really good.
Okay.
And, Josh, you're shaking.
Very flavorful. Yes. Yeah, it's delicious.
Very good. Very good. Chick McGee.
Delicious.
Okay.
Very good.
Ace?
Very much like bison. Good.
Okay. I really like it. I think it's really good stuff.
Yeah,
it's good.
Okay, well,
juicy.
You know, are we going to be doing yak in other forms coming
up? Are you not going to try it?
Well, I'm going to can't talk in the
We've got all kinds of...
We can talk while you try it. Go ahead.
You can talk if you've got to talk. Just talk and eat a little bit. It's no big deal. Come on.
We've got all the cuts. I think we got steaks and fillets and all sorts of stuff back there.
My goodness.
It's great. It's really very flavorful.
I agree with Chris. It's kind of like bison, Ace. It's a little leaner.
Mm-hmm.
I would love a burger with this. My goodness.
Heck yeah.
Yum.
Do a little yak helper.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Doesn't
How about
mean
that?
It's delicious.
No, absolutely not.
Just plain ground yak. Well, delightful.
Jessica said she just wanted us to taste the yak. So,
how much is this stuff?
$38 an ounce.
No,
but
it is not.
We'll have to find out when Jess gets back in here how much the yak meat costs. It's absolutely delicious.
Yeah, good stuff.
You said you were gonna. You have some yak tribute songs.
Well, we were discussing what some of them could be.
Actually, I did, but as you, the only one that can do this, you more or less poo-pooed it with your
eyes. 8 minutes after the hour when that happened.
I said, go back, yak, and do it again, and you gave me the...
He didn't care for that.
Go to hell look.
Yeah, and then you said hit the road.
Yak.
That's good, too.
That one, it was equally...
That didn't win him over.
How about paint it yak?
Yes, yeah,
there's another one.
Yak.
JoJo was a yak.
How about say it loud? I'm yak and proud.
That's you shouldn't have done that one.
Oh,
that
man.
Yak Street, yak, all right.
Yes, thank you, Josh. I like that. What about, give me a second. Yak and yak.
Oh, yak and yak.
Oh, AC/DC.
You're going with both of them.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Yak Magic Woman.
Sure. You know, a lot of people say yak are magical.
The meat is yak.
Right? Oh, the page is white.
Okay.
What?
Yak water?
Oh, yak water. Keep on boiling. Brothers. Go to sous vide all the meat today now.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Best one yet.
How did Blackwater get to be a big hit?
It's a great
it's
song.
Terrific. Right? And I attribute it to the wind chimes.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good part.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great song.
That's Pat Simmons' tune, right? Kind of a... Pussy tune.
That's Pat Simmons on the windshield.
It's a great song. My favorite is the album cover's got the yak and that lady standing next to it. Yak and Diane.
Oh,
not sure who Diane is.
Now that's the kind of thing he'd do. He'd fly up here so he could do that.
I like to see
here's
that.
A little ditty about yak and Diane.
We should do a chili dog with yak on it.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Oh,
behind the taste,
that'd be good. Mm. I bet yak chili is delicious. Sure. So far, the yak meat is absolutely delightful. Thank you.
Water, keep on rolling,
I love this tune.
Me too.
Oh, yak water, keep on rolling, Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining?
Great. Now, are we committed?
When I was a gymnast, that was my Florex music.
Really?
Yes.
That's weird. Black water was your floor.
Not that slow part, but when it kicks in, yes.
Oh,
there was a medley of music, but that was one of the songs in it.
For what?
For my Florex routine when I was a gymnast.
I don't know if I
want to see that or not?
I want to see it.
Oh, you're not going to ever see it. Thank goodness that was before cameras were invented, I think.
Hey, Josh.
Yes.
It was before cameras were ever invented.
Oh, yeah. It was long ago.
That's right.
My question is a simple one. Is that sports?
Yes.
Wants to move forward again. Yeah.
Yes. Wants to move forward. Got to move forward.
This is what you find them for.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport. Yak, yak, yak.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Authorities in Illinois have found a body that was previously missing from a stolen funeral home van.
Oh, this is grisly.
WQAD.
We're still broadcasting in Quad.
Reports the van was stolen from outside Collins and Stone Funeral Home in Rockford, Illinois. The body of a deceased adult was inside the van's cargo area when it was taken. Rockford police said the van was found the following day in Chicago, but nobody inside.
I lost Rockford in one of the divorces. I forget which one.
Mm.
Yeah.
The department.
So, I'm sorry. So the van is stolen. There's a body in it.
Right.
But it doesn't say if the body's in a casket. Just as it was in the cargo area.
I'm sure it was in a casket.
Must have been
a bag.
It's not just raw dog in the van.
A bag at least. Yeah.
It depends on what process the body. They don't automatically go into a casket. They're
the department announced the body was later found in the 8200 block of South Manistee Avenue in Chicago.
Just
authorities
sitting there?
Have released surveillance footage of the suspect and asked anyone with information about the theft to contact police.
That's so sad.
I doubt it was sitting anywhere.
All by himself.
It was in the front seat.
It was laying
somewhere. They were trying to use the carpool lane. Just got a weekend at Bernie's up there.
Wow. That's just grisly.
Yeah.
I mean, I would assume the people who stole the van were aware that it was, obviously, it was stolen in front of a funeral home.
They had to have known, right?
Not necessarily. Wouldn't you think? I could see where somebody would go, oh, no, the body's probably, there's probably not a body in there. It's in the hearse or it's in the funeral home itself. But they should check.
Maybe they shouldn't steal the van.
Well, it's okay to steal vans.
No.
You're just going to check to see what's in it.
What kind of alert do they send out? Anyways, I mean, like an Amber Alert.
Is that
alert.
What we're going to do? Let's make jokes about Amber Alerts.
No, I'm not.
No. Those are annoying, aren't they? I had to finally shut them off on my phone.
Like a green alert or?
I don't know. I mean, it's a black
brown,
alert. You got
brown
a
alert.
Dead body out there.
I doubt that it's happens often, so I don't think they have to worry too much about it.
No, I mean, what do you do, though? That's like one of those Bob Newhart things where he's got to call the family. He's sitting there on stage with the phone. Uncle Clarence's service. We're going to need to move that to at least Thursday. We can't seem to locate him.
Well, we've lost him. Huh? Yeah. No, we've lost him.
In other news, police in Fort Myers, Florida are trying to identify a suspect who broke into a Joe's Crab Shack and defecated on the floor.
Wow.
Just leave a Yelp review.
More like, man climbed through a small...
There's your tip. Look, I thought the sign said Joe's Crab Shack. My name is Joe. Where else do you want me to go?
My bad.
A man climbed through a small window and took alcohol and various other items from the restaurant, then defecated on the floor before leaving. Oh, the calling card. Authorities released security footage of the suspect and asked for the public's help in identifying...
That's a seafood place, right?
...who they describe as the pooping perpetrator.
I'm the poop tech.
Yes.
That's actually not uncommon.
Yeah, you and I have had that discussion. Burglaries, there are some guys that react that way. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a... That was the case in a robbery at...
They're so nervous.
...my apartment in New York.
Wow.
Yeah, charming. What?
You just have to go.
Yeah. Okay.
I think something about the adrenaline.
Well, why don't they use the bathroom? Yeah,
right
there's
there.
A restroom there.
Well, because they're violating your space. That's part of the whole psychology of the thing.
Okay.
Sir, you can't crap in here. This is Joe's Crab Shack. The Long John Silver's is down the street.
sir, just, well, again, fill out a comment card, for God's sake.
Oh, he
leave a Yelp
comment.
Review.
He gave a two.
Do you want to try your yak steak that she just brought in before it gets cold?
Yak steak.
Yak steak.
Okay. It's so good, you guys.
Is it good?
It's so good.
Okay, now this is once again real yak meat, and wow. Jess Hooker is here. Jess, how much is yak meat?
It's not cheap, so we ended up getting, I feel like for what we got, it wasn't bad. I'm going to have to look it up because each cut of meat is a different per pound. Right now you guys are eating the fillets.
Mm-hmm.
The big important thing about yak meat is you don't want to overcook it. We're talking rare to medium rare. That's how you should serve all of it, whether it's
this is true. This tastes like a delicious steak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. very, very good.
I think
good.
It's good, right?
So how much was this steak?
This steak in particular, I'll have to look up, but I know that we ended up getting, I want to say, six steaks and six burgers for about $200.
Whoa!
Mm. So this won't be your average family. Yeah,
suddenly, it doesn't taste as good. That's pretty steep.
Yeah, but it's quality meat. It's
$15 bucks a cut.
It's fresh off the farm. I mean, like, yeah, these yaks were mooing or doing whatever yaks do a couple, like last week.
As tender as any steak I've ever had from a steakhouse.
Yeah.
Delicious.
And we have to give a shout out to Noah. Noah's killing it. Noah is, he really knows.
This is Noah from our staff, not the biblical Noah, who now they only have one yak on board the boat.
Okay, I was going to yell at you, but
that was very good.
Yeah, Noah's a master. He brought in his sous vide, which is a...
we were just talking about that.
Yeah, I've never seen one. So that's when you you bring meat to temperature through swirling warm water, essentially, is what you do. Yeah.
So it's like being in a hot tub.
You hot tub your meat, yes, mm-hmm. Tom. Yeah, that's what you do.
You ever hot tub your meat, chicken? You know what I'm talking about.
I'm not allowed to anymore because of my stents.
That takes all the fun out of it.
I can still enjoy
hot tub. Oh, but there are still some things I'd hot tub for, okay? Damn right.
All right.
Hot tub be damned.
Well, thank you, Noah. This is absolutely delicious. Mr. Godwin, did you get any of this?
Oh, it's amazing. Thank you, Jess.
So we have, Noah. Yeah, absolutely. We have New York strip and ribeye coming up next.
Wow.
Oh, hot.
All yak meat.
Yak meat.
Boy, is it good.
All yak meat all morning.
24-hour yak meat.
We just need like a photograph of a yak on Broadway.
Yeah.
And the yak lies down on Broadway.
I'd like to have some of the baby yak ribs.
I want my baby yak.
Don't you love eating baby anything?
No.
I don't eat those baby carrots. I want them to have a full life.
That's
about,
right. Yak water.
Now, do they make...
yak water!
You talked to someone else who raises yaks. You were telling me off
the air. I did. She raises them for pets, yes.
Oh, for pets. Oh, I thought she raised them for their pelts.
No, she's going to do wine.
She's going to do a winery, thing. Yeah.
You should have shaved it.
You know what? You've
she's
got
going to have a winery in Sheridan, Indiana.
You
yeah.
got consonant trouble there.
Yeah.
You thought it was pelt.
Okay.
So. No, yeah, she's going to raise them. You can drink wine. You can watch a sunset. You can pet a yak. It's going to be great.
That's an experience.
Yeah.
Now, so they don't... take the yak's fur and make it into like a jacket.
A yak, if you will.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You could have a beautiful woman, a long, cool woman in a yak dress.
A floor-length yacket. What about...
a reference to the Hollies. You
can,
see.
They, can they shave yaks and make...
yarn, yes, you can.
Yarn,
you can. Then, you can spin yarn.
It'll grow back. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's their wool. You can make yak wool yarn. Yeah, and knit a hat or a scarf. Or
well, that's obscure.
See, but they can't do that with cows and the skin because the cow would fall apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, the hair's too short.
You make one leather jacket, and then your intestines are there on the ground.
So I like a yak backpack. Can I get a backpack made of yak?
Yak and a yak. Okay. When we come
rhyming,
back,
fun with rhyming. Don't you shut me down?
No, I said when we
shut him down.
When we come back. We'll be back with more yak. Thank you, Jess. I'm looking forward to eating more yak. Christy, what's happening in the world of news coming up?
Coming up, we have 140 pounds of meth found in an interesting place. We have a pipe.
Boy, I hope it wasn't a butt. that is one exploding anus.
Yeah, I didn't
that
say that.
That is one accommodating butt.
Wow.
Well, nice cavity.
Wow.
We do have a cavity search that did reveal something as well.
Oh, no.
Tom, would you ever conduct a cavity search?
No.
Why not?
Would you ever volunteer for one?
Actually, let me root around in there, see what you got.
No, if you'd like, I could probably get some officers of the law in here if you'd like to.
Chick, would you pay money to watch Tom be forcibly cavity searched?
I would
a team of men holding him against the wall.
He still has that powder they put on him in the movie.
Was 20, I looked really great, but now I'm pushing 50 and I've gained a little weight. I don't know what happened to my masculine physique. These things protruding from my chest make me look like a freak.
Man boobs, man boobs.
He's got a massive rack.
Man boobs, man boobs.
Last night I went to Hooters and they offered me a job.
Man boobs, man boobs.
He's got an achy back.
Man boobs.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
When I look in the mirror, it's really kind of weird. I look like Dolly Parton with a penis and a beard. I used to have a girlfriend, but she's no longer here.
Who wants to date a fat guy who needs his overseer?
Man boobs, man boobs.
We can't believe they're real.
Man boobs, man boobs. We'd like to top a field.
I'm eating way too much. I'd better call it quits, or I'll end up on a website called Men With Great Big. When I'm naked, I like to shake my hips and pretend I'm at a bachelor party stripping for tips. I'm a middle-aged accountant with a pair of double D's. I could win a wet t-shirt contest with these.
Man boobs, man boobs.
He's got a bouncy pair.
Man boobs, man boobs.
Really flabby. When I walk, it ripples. My boobies look like footballs with little hairy nipples.
And boobs, and boobs.
The biggest we have seen.
And boobs, and boobs.
Like in Playboy magazine.
And boobs, and boobs. And we get a trampoline. And boobs.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.